At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great Amber May show. It's here with topics you like out in the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
I'm so glad you took time out of your day to come and join me today on the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, and I'd love to hear from you. I want to know who is listening to the Amber May Show, and you email me at amber@ambermayshow.com, or you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. I hope this program has been a blessing to you, and I try and do shows like this to help people through life because life is hard and rough. And I was going through my devotion and I came across a chapter that kind of was heartbreaking. And I found Ezekiel 16 in my devotion. And when I was reading this, I just heard how hurt God's heart was. He set us on this earth to have a relationship with us. He made it so where we have choice. We have the freedom to choose. Do we love him or do we not love him? And it's just black and white like that. It's either we love God or we don't love God. There's no gray in the middle. So he sent his only son and we've been celebrating the birth of his son, Jesus Christ. And we celebrate it because God filled the gap for us. He knew that there was no way that we could deal with our sin permanently. So he sent the high priest, Jesus Christ, to die for us so he could have a relationship with us. If you've ever had a strained relationship with your children, then you understand God's heart because you as a parent may desire to have a relationship with your children, and perhaps your children don't desire that same thing, at least not right now. They want to do their own way of life and do whatever pleases them at the time. And you're hurting because you love your children so much and they want nothing to do with you. Well, that's how God feels about everybody who doesn't want to have a relationship with him. But it's not satisfying to make people do anything. For instance, the best way I can equate it, and I might not even be equating it that well, but it's the best I can come up with. And I equate it to someone who's very wealthy, who wants to have a deep relationship with someone, to have a life companion. And they have all these beautiful women just lusting after them. And so they settle down. But in the back of his mind, I'm sure he wonders, does she love me for me? Or does she love me because I have money to provide a nice life for her? So how satisfying is it when someone doesn't love you for you, but loves you for what you can provide for them? And that's kind of the best way I can describe it. However, it's not fully perfect in that description. So if you know a better way to describe how God might feel in this circumstance, email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. Because God gave us a choice whether we want to love him or not. And that's called free will. And that happened when God told Adam and Eve they could not eat from the forbidden fruit because they will surely die. Well, they did die because at the time the garden was available and they could live forever until they ate the forbidden fruit. That forbidden fruit allowed them to make the choice whether they wanted to have sin or obey God. Well, they disobeyed God, and that choice right there opened up a way, and he started free will back in the garden. Do you want to live with me forever? Then you won't eat that fruit. Well, Adam and Eve ate the fruit. And so we have this gap now called sin. And Jesus is the only one that can fill that gap. And that's the only way we can have a true relationship with God. So he came to the people called Israel. And they were supposed to give the gospel message, which is good news to the world, that God wants to have a relationship with you. But they didn't quite fill their task. Because just like fallen human beings, They would love God and depart from God, and they would love God and depart from God. So in Ezekiel 16, you hear God's heartbreak, and he's using the illustration of an adulterous wife. If you've ever been cheated on, then you can understand God's heart in this. So let me read you Ezekiel 16. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, confront Jerusalem with her detestable practices and say, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says to Jerusalem. Your ancestry and birth were in the land of the Canaanites. Your father was an Amorite and your mother a Hittite. On the day you were born, your cord was not cut, nor were you washed with water to make you clean, nor were you rubbed with salt or wrapped in cloths. No one looked on you with pity or had compassion enough to do any of these things to you. Rather, you were thrown out into an open field, for on the day you were born, you were despised. Then I passed by and saw you kicking about in your blood and asked you, and as you lie there in your blood, I said to you, live. I made you grow like the plants of the field. You grew and developed and entered puberty. Your breasts had formed and your hair had grown, yet you were stark naked. Later I passed by, and when I looked at you and saw that you were old enough to love, I spread the corner of my garment over you and covered your naked body. I gave you my solemn oath and entered into a covenant with you, declares the sovereign Lord, and you became mine." This is a picture he's drawing right now to make them understand how he felt and what he's done for them. "I bathed you with water and washed the blood from you and put ointments on you. I clothed you with an embroidered dress and put sandals on you of fine leather. I dressed you in fine linen and covered you with costly garments." So I spent money on this person. "I adorned you with jewelry. I put bracelets on your arm and necklace around your neck. And I put a ring on your nose, earrings on your ear, and a beautiful crown on your head. So you were adorned with gold and silver. Your clothes were fine linen, costly fabric, embroidered cloth. Your food was honey, olive oil, and the finest flour. You became very beautiful and rose up to be a queen, and your fame spread among nations on the account of your beauty, because of splendor I have given you and made your beauty perfect, declares the sovereign Lord. But you trusted in your beauty and used your fame to become a prostitute. You lavished your favors on anyone who passed by, and your beauty became his. You took some of your garments to make gaudy high places, and you were carried on your prostitution. Went to him, and he possessed your beauty. You also took the fine jewelry I gave you, the jewelry made from gold and silver, and you made for yourself male idols and engaged in prostitution with them. And you took your embroidered cloth to put on them, and you offered my oil and incense before them. Also, the food I provided for you, the flour, olive oil, and honey I gave to you to eat, you offered as fragrant incense before them. That is what happened, declared the sovereign Lord. And you took your sons and daughters, whom you were born to me, and sacrificed them as food to the idols. Was your prostitution not enough? You slaughtered my children and sacrificed them to idols. And all your detestable practices and your prostitution, you did not remember the days of your youth when you were naked and bare, kicking about in the blood. Woe, woe to you, declares the sovereign Lord. In addition to all the wickedness, you built a mound for yourself and made a lofty shrine in every public square. At every street corner you built your lofty shrine and degraded your beauty, spreading your legs with increasing promiscuity to anyone who passed by. You engaged in prostitution with the Egyptians, your neighbor with large anatomy, and arose my anger with your increasing promiscuity. So I stretched out my hand against you and reduced your territory. I gave you over to the greed of your enemies, the daughters of the Philistines, who were shocked by your lewd conduct. You engaged in prostitution with the Assyrians, too. Even after that, you were still not satisfied. Then you increased your promiscuity in Babylonia and the land of the merchant, but even then you were not satisfied. I am filled with fury against you, declares the Lord. When you do all these things, attacking like a brazen prostitute, when you built your mounds on every street corner and shrines, because you scorn payment, you adulterous wife, you prefer strangers to your own husband. All prostitutes receive gifts, but you give gifts to all your lovers, bribing them to come to you from everywhere for your illicit favors. Do you not hear how brokenhearted God was? He was using the illustration of a wife who abandoned her husband for prostitution. He took care of these people, the Israelites, and he provided everything they needed. He wanted a relationship with them for number one, and then he was going to use them to spread the love of God throughout the whole world. But they often went against God and built shrines and used the things that God had provided them to worship other idols or to engage in the things of the world, the things that the pagan society was doing around them. And I just want to ask you, look at America today. Are we doing as God wants us to do? Have we taken on this adulterous wife? Have we evangelized to the lost, the hurting, the afflicted, the addicted? Are we living our house right? Are we doing as God wants us to do? Are we, you know, engaging in promiscuity? Are we just not desiring a relationship flat out with God? What are we doing as a whole? And the way we change the whole is by changing ourselves first. We have to start with ourselves. So if there's anything that has separated you from God, don't be this adulterous wife that God was brokenhearted about. I hope you saw his pain. If you've ever been cheated on, you understand how brokenhearted he is. He was doing the best way he could by giving examples that these people could understand of how much they hurt him by leaving him, by not wanting to have a relationship with him, because you can't have a relationship with God when there's sin in the way. It prevents that. So if there's anything in your life that is separating you from God, today is your day that you can change all that. And if it's too much to just do radical changes, take today and do something else that's different that would honor and please God. That's the main thing. I don't want you or me or this country, or especially this country, to be that adulterous wife. I would love to see this world change, and it can change, but we first have to fix our house, and then we can start helping others in need, who need our help, who need our assistance. So that's your challenge today. If there's anything in your life that has made you that adulterous wife, God's asking you and pleading for you and saying, I just want a relationship with you. Can you fix this? Repent, 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 and I will forgive you. Again, if you'd like to contact me, you can email me at amber@ambermayshow.com. That's amber@ambermayshow.com. Visit me on the web at theambermayshow.com. And you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. And remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, someone else, because eventually number two will look out for you.
Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new shape-ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.